got a feeling that something great is coming your way, an opportunity you don't want to miss. The St. Mary Creative Arts and Skills Festival 2014, where your creative talents and skills will be supported and you will be given the chance to achieve your fullest potential. The initiative is a creative arts business fair aimed at promoting the creative arts as an industry for income generation. It will be seeking to show you how you can turn your talents and skills into viable career paths. The festival is being celebrated under the theme, Making Your Art Your Business. So if you have any talent or skill, then this festival is the place to be on October 25. Parish Manager for the Social Development Commission, SDC, St. Mary, Travis Graham, tells us about some of the planned activities.
At the festival, you will come and you will be able to participate in creative arts workshops. And these will include filmmaking, photography, jewelry making, decor, cake decoration. We'll be having yoga workshops, capoeira workshops, music management workshops, studio recording workshops. And it's not just about the creative aspect of art itself, but it is about what are the various career options or income generating options that you have if you're interested in this area.
In an effort to unearth creative talents, the festival will feature creative competitions along with the workshops.
That would include singing competition, DJ competition, dancing competition, barber designing competition. So that is when the barber does the design, because that is actually an art. Cane rowing competition for the ladies, because that too is visual art. And we will have a fruit carving competition.
Promoters of the St. Mary Creative Arts and Skills Festival will be partnering with agencies and organizations to focus on the business side of the arts. The Creative Production and Training Center, CPTC, will be there providing information on careers in media as well as how you can register to get formal education through their institution. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, will be represented, and the HeartTrust NTA will have representatives to facilitate registrations for its various skill training programs.
We'll be setting up a Trier Skill Village. If you're interested in construction or welding or webpage design, you can actually try out the skill. And if you're so inclined, you can register for the program at any one of the Heart locations. We'll also be setting up a creative arts flea market. So groups around the parish that does agro-processing, craft and so forth, they will be under that tent selling their items and their produce. Also, we'll be having a picnic area.
Parish Manager SDC St. Mary, Travis Graham. Parents, bring out your little ones for the Creative Festival, as there will be lots of fun and entertainment for them at the Kiddies Village. The festival promises to end with a bang, as patrons will be treated to a live show featuring a young reggae ambassador. The festival is being hosted by the SDC with the support of the St. Mary Parish Development Commission, Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, National Youth Service, National Center for Youth Development, St. Mary Parish Council, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force Community Safety and Security Branch. It is fully endorsed by the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Entrance to the festival is free. However, persons participating in workshop will be required to pay only $100, while those entering competitions will be asked to pay $200. So this Saturday, October 25, make sure you're at the Claude Stewart Park in Port Mario for the St. Mary Creative Arts and Skills Festival 2014, which starts at 9 a.m. Make it a date and don't be late.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further their education. Makes sense. Done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.